A person can say, I'm going to this city tomorrow because it's potentially possible to travel if there would be bergonin. The name of Urba Rosh Hashimah, the Darbash also lasses Bishab, is also Lar Melashiyas, is also Mokhr. Anything which you cannot do, you cannot talk about that you're planning to do it after Shabbos either. Kamer Hachel, the after Bishabbos also Lelach Mitzvusat Tchum, you have an issue of Tchum. Come on, come on to learn with the crack button in your halakha. So even though the chara potentially have a problem walking past the tomb, I'm allowed to say that I'm going to go to this city. Because theoretically, walking is not the problem. It's isur tchum, which in some cases might be mutter. See, well, in this situation, it's not. It's called just a mechusar begon. Mio also learn on your roichiv lemacher or sheyelach bekorin. I'm planning to ride the animal, or I'm planning to go by wagon, which is the animal's pulling, which is also. So I'm driving to New York tomorrow. It would be a problem. Shekorin b'loshan askenaz foren kimin the niburu who dabur ha'aser be'etzem. So a person can say, I'm going to New York tomorrow. You could say that. You can't say, I'm driving to New York tomorrow. I'm going means I'm going to, I don't know, I'm going to walk. I didn't say I'm getting there tomorrow, so I'm going to New York tomorrow. So the only problem is it's lacking bergon. Pierce is one of those, Sukkos so Shermim. These are the booths of people who would be watching the fields. So, in those days where the city had a clear demarcation where the city ended, so that you start measuring tchum from that point. If within 70 amas and 4 tvachim, which means 2/3 of an amma, 72/3 amma, before that point, there's this burgen. So that's considered an extension of the city, and now you measure the whole tchum from that point and onwards. If within that, within 70 amas and 4 tvachim of that, there's another burgen, so again you extend it, and you measure the tchum based on that. So if there be a series of them, all each one within 70 amas and 4 tvachim of the one before, so you'd be able to travel many, many miles based on that. Okay. So that's mutter. Okay, to say I'm going to go tomorrow to a certain place, because theoretically, even though right now it's chus tchum, it's not that there's something wrong with the walking bathroom. It's because there's a practical issue. It's missing bergonim, which is not part of your dibur.
It really doesn't have the bergonim.
There's no bergonim, right? There's pears which have fallen, so or have been removed from the tree. They've been harvested already, so there's no problem with muksa. You can't bring them today because A, it's outside of the tchum, and B, you can't carry. Okay, I feel the halachi mutter l'armer loy that he can say I'm going to bring them. Kiman sheyesh tushat heter feel the halachi mechitzas hayochel laviim. There would be a way that this would be mutter if there be mechitzas there. So that's also mutter. That's also considered, like we're saying, that the atom act is not the yisur. It's the matzah which is the problematic.
Mechitzas would also extend it.
The mechitzah would extend the tchum also. Okay. So then he says, so I, anything which I'm able to find some way I can do it today, I can say I'm doing it tomorrow. But reality is you can't do this. There's no way to do this beheter today, because there are not mechitas, there are not pergonim. So you can't ask anybody to do that for you.
On Shabbos, on Saturday.
On Shabbos itself.
On Saturday.
Then he said, but if the person is going to say, I want to bring from Chuzat to Paris, which are Muksa, so that there's no way to bring that on Shabbos. Now, Kusatum, the Paris is beyond the Tum. Kazakhurim, the Lab Daf is beside the Tum. This issue is not because of the Tum. Because even though not be not with Tum, you can't take Paris which are Muksa. So we're just countering in the case of I can go get talk about Paris which are not Muksa beyond the Tum. I can't talk about Paris which are Muksa beyond the Tum. I can't talk about Paris which are Muksa even Tarkat Tum.
Couldn't I do it with Tildum and Asad like some weird way? So that doesn't work.
Right, because it means that here the mice I'm telling you, the mice I'm telling you is Betz and Moser. Whereas walking is not the Isser, it's walking under certain circumstances. So he said that not only is it us to say it, you can't be machshik. So that is it being machshik is only b'sefet chum. Because there it's nicker though what you're doing. A person would be want to go out halfway to the end of the chum and be machshik over there, and then continue right after Shabbos and go beyond the chum and get it. It's not nicker while you're doing it. So that's not us. He wants to be machshik. Leilach sham laviim lamed hay. Hanu elo per shei muksim. So to go, you want to be machshik to get peres which are muksim. You can't be machshik to get peres which are muksim. Al per shei no muksim. Kima shemut alor melachaber shaviim lo lachas Shabbos. But tonight melachshik bishvilam. So that's what we saw before. Since I'm allowed to talk about it for tomorrow, I can also be machshik for doing it after Shabbos as well. Now, that's not so poshut, because in the beginning it's involved.
What can you be machshik for doing after Shabbos as well?
So the heter is, it has to do something where there's a way to find to cancel the surah on Shabbos itself. This halacha of being machshech al tchum. So it says up here, you can't be machshech al tchum to bring the behemoth. Right. I'm sorry. You could be machshech al tchum to bring the behemoth, because theoretically, if the behemoth would not be a tchum issue, you'd have a way to bring the behemoth.
Right. How are you over there?
That the Ramah said, I can't say I'm planning to do something tomorrow if that's something which is going to be something which you can't do on Shabbos. I want to make a friendship. Koy Amash, a kosher, betchila, the also learned the Chaber Shevim of the Macher. So I said, I can't ask somebody else to do that. So now he's saying not only cannot ask somebody else, you can't say you're trying to do it yourself. Having a conversation with the person, I'm asking the person to take care of something for me. So there's an element of hachana involved with the hearers also. That makes it us. I would think, possibly, incorrectly, I don't need to talk. I'm planning to do something tomorrow. Like, stop talking. There's no need to. This talk has accomplished zero. So I was thinking maybe that's not us, sir. I would think it's Shori. So don't think that it's only called Dibur Chol because there's potentially some actual planning for the weekday involved in it. Even if there's no planning at all on the weekday at all, it does zero for the weekday. That's when they're talking about it as problematic. That's the Kiddush over here that we're accomplishing. Fine. Sif Katan Lamed Zayin. But you can be Machshav Sabbath Chum today, Lamar Leilich Shom the Shomra. Because even today you could go there to be Shomer if it would be Techat Chum. Lamed Zayin. Ratzalomer. Nimshash Etzema Shmira Habi Malacha Mataris B'Shabbos. Theoretically, Shmira itself is not problematic. Therefore, I mean Machshav for the purpose of Shmira, that's not a problem. As I was saying, is not an intrinsically problematic action. And if a person is not mechaven when he's machshik for the purpose of bringing. And then he's been mechaven for shmira, and he gets there and there's items which had been muksa and he wants to bring them. So he said, you cannot be machshek on the tchum to bring these items, but since you were machshek on the tchum for a heter purpose of being sharma them, you're allowed to bring them as well. Honestly, his intent was Shmira, not Havoah, so then Havoah is Mutter.
We're not worried that he's going to
make a harama.
Well,
to some extent, this is beyond Ha'adam. We have no control over the whole thing. I mean, he can't go there and be Maksha for this purpose. I mean, we have to trust him. Take a look at the Birloch over here. Dear Maskal Osir. He says, also learn the chaveroi. Shevi'im loy. So he can't. So parents which are tchus tchum, which are muksa, since he can't bring them today, he can't tell somebody else to bring them for him. Zakt mishtabura, hainu imavara loy oisam a parents. The issue of the dibur is only because he said which specific parents he wants, which were the muksa parents. Says, you know what? Why don't you bring me some pears tomorrow? She didn't say which pears. After you do a lakosha, come and also sell pears on books. Even though everybody knows which ones he's referring to. Come on, Kim and the dibur mashanami dabur amotz b'shabbos mikri rak here of a shorter. So if in the dibur itself there's no indication at all that he's referring to any type of isser involved in it, that's not dibur of chol.
What's the reason?
So it's not obvious which pears he's referring to. I mean, I have to assume there are papers which are available which are not muksa, because the only papers available which are muksa, so then that's like that would be the equivalent of him saying which one. But if there are other papers which are available which are not muksa, even though everybody knows that I mean the papers of, let's say, my field, which are muksa, they're still attached, or they fell on Shabbos. So it's still mutter. I didn't say anything about that.
What? One's still attached to the tray.
Or let's say they fell on Shabbos, so it's muksa still.
whether you even know it's our matur for the non.
As long as you don't say which pairs you're referring to, so you're allowed to talk about the person bringing it tomorrow on Shabbos. Okay. Fine. Sif test.
Then the shark case has to be one that is
So the point was that the act of being machshik b'sevatum, clearly the person's plan is to go continue on after Shabbos. That's why he's all the way at the end. Is there for me after Shabbos? He can continue further. The person in the middle of the tomb, I don't know why he's there. So he's relaxing out in the field. His intent is to be able to get to his gina, which is in the tomb, and he wants to be tireless things. That's here. It's not deeper. Why isn't that a chana? So that's a very good question. And a chana is complicated. And these type of things where there's no deeper at all indicating why he's doing what he's doing doesn't have a din of a chana. What does the din of a chana mean? It's a harder question.
Not in the tomb, outside.
We're talking about it's in the tomb as mutter.
What?
If a person has a gina within the tchum, not at the end of the tchum, and he wants to go stand near his gina on Shabbos, in order that immediately after Shabbos, he's right by the gina, and he wants to harvest his fruits. So he's being machshik for the purpose of harvesting. So I would have thought that's osur. So we're saying that's mutter. The only osur is if you're besoif at tchum. Lama test. Litlish peris. Umayri. Now, again, if the person's standing right next to the gina, so he said, why is he standing right next to his gina? So people say, because he wants to harvest his gina. That's also called Minkramilsa. So, obviously, if he's standing in a way, that's obviously his goal. So that's right through us, sir. The only answer is Messiah, but through Mishnah Minkramilsa, ma'am. I don't know what he's there for. Okay, now, well, the Dhamma the Mashakasa is Simish involved Sifalov, also the Ayanam and the Khasa. You can't go out to check on your properties. So you tell them you can't go. So why is that also over here at the Mutter? There it's obvious from the fact that he's there where he's standing, what he's doing, that his goal is to do something over here. It's the time of the harvesting or the planting or whatever it is, and he's there looking at the field and saying, aha, he's contemplating the beauty of the furrows. No, he's there because he wants to cashman out what to do, so it makes him in Kremilsa. It's also Mishum Mitzachevsecha. But in Echanami, it would be during a time of the year where it's not obvious at all why he's standing there, it would be Mutter. The Chain also Gam came to Gemara, Latayla, Pesach HaMedino. That person wants to go for a walk all the way at the edge of the tchum in order to be able to go to the merchatz right away. It was right outside of the city. So that's even if it's not b'sof atum, but if it's obvious from where you're walking, the person goes on Shabbos and he takes this nice walk around and around and around the merchatz. So what's his goal? I'm just enjoying the view, right? His goal is to be near the merchatz in order to be able to use the merchatz right away afterwards. But this issue over here, we're talking about an action where it was not obvious unless he was sevatum. Okay. Shows near Shemach Shekel Lasus Achakach Matzah Shabbos. Then Rishon Yosel Lasus Matzah Shabbos. Then it's you see the plan was right after Shabbos to go do something which you couldn't do before. But even this is only Yosel. That's like what you want. Just want to walk. Because walking wasn't problematic. Regarding when we matter walking, the problem is walking in order to do something. So if you're not planning to do anything, so it's mutter. Okay. Fine. Yud. What's the name of the Chaverah? Shmarli Peiris Shebetum Tumcha. Mani Eshmar Peiris Shebetumi. So these two people have a different tum, and Reuben has Peiris beyond his tum, which are within Shimon's tum, and vice versa. So Reuben can tell Shimon, you know, why don't you take a look at my Peiris, and I'll take a look at your Peiris. So Mishabura Mimalov Shmorli, Kaino Fila Hayon. We're talking about doing on Shabbos. So what now the Kiddush over here is Kamash won the Lord name of the Havi Kimosha Sakhra. Lukara, this is like hiring him. Right? I'm hiring you to work for me to be Sharmer. And I'm paying you by being Sharmer for you. So take a look at the Sharat Siyun. Actually, it's a din in the Chasham Mishpat. If I say Shmorli Reshma L'Chol, it is considered payment. That the Shmir that I'm doing, I'm getting paid for. I'm getting paid because you're being Shmir for me. So we do consider this a payment. So we're saying that even though the Gabi did a Shmira of Shmir Sacher, he's not a Shmir Kidim, he's a Shmir Sacher. The Gabi Shabbos, this is not called hiring a person. That's the Kiddush we're saying right now. But this is not called hiring a person. They're for Shabbos. This type of arrangement, I don't mean it in a way with, to the point that, that's considered I'm hiring you. Okay. I don't know the rules. How this works. So I see where the Mishnah is they grapple with why is this called Tchar Shabbos? So the argument over here is you're not getting any money. So since you're not getting any money, it's not called Tchar Shabbos. You're not getting any increased financial value. Okay. Yud Aleph. So, Hashol Dama Mechaveroi. Lo Yomer Lo Halveni. The person is borrowing something. Don't say the words Halveni. The Mashal is Mamar Ruba. In general, the language of Halveni was used for longer term borrowing. And therefore the person, because of the concern that it's long term, might want to write it down. El Yermalai Hashileni. Okay, so we should say Hashileni, which is usually means a short term borrowing. Veloshan Laz, Shane Hilik Bain, Halveni Hashileni. They're both the word borrowing, let's say. Sarah Shayermer Tenli. So the person cannot use the language of borrowing at all. This is the language of giving. Even though you understand I'm planning to give it back, but if I use the lashon of borrowing, the language with the person might be inclined to write it down. And that kufa used the lashon tainly and not lashon halveni is the reminder not to write it down. So Here we're talking about an item, not money, and we're talking about the item returning as is. So when a person uses halveni on an item, in inflation, the same way loans of money are for a long period. So I mean a loan of a long period of time of the item. Okay. Now, Kishalavim b'Shabbos, we had a Ritzel l'Hamino. A person is borrowing something on Shabbos, and the one who's giving the loan is uncomfortable trusting the recipient. He can ask him to put something as a mashkin. Obviously, must have so much namuksa. But he can't say, here, this is a mashkin. Okay. The stam of war was 30 yom. So 30 yom already is considered a long period for these purposes. Usually I lend you my shovel. I mean, I'll be back in a few hours for the shovel. With the shovel, I don't mean 30 days. So if I mean a loss on, whereas the loan of money was usually much longer. You might run it down to remind him. In general, Shayla was something which they would give back right away. So there's no reason why I should write it down. See, here in the Masjid Dirshi, he says, not like me. He says the opposite. He's talking about things which are consumed, but I mean that it should be for a long period of time, like food or something of that sort.
Say that again.
In other words, in general, use of Chazal, especially in a Sheila and a Halva, is a Sheila is returned, the actual self, the same item is returned. I borrow your car. I expect after they borrow the car to get the same car back. I borrow some eggs. I don't expect to get the same eggs back. So in Lashon and Kurdish, the Sheila is I get the same item back, and Halva is I get something else as payment. So that's money, that's food items, etc. So the lesson over here, Havani and Shayla being used for the same type of thing, is strange. So he brings over here from the Avdim Aluyim. Avdim Aluyim says the case over here was being consumed. But I don't expect him to pay me back right away. I ask you, can you give me some three apples? I need for my kid. I want to borrow three apples. So if I use the word Havoa, it means I'm going to pay you back in a long time from now. So that's, you're going to write it down. If I mean, if I use the word Shayla, I mean I'll pay back right away. That's how he's understanding. Even a havoah, they would have a right to collect a havoah immediately. So we showed them halveni. The word halveni doesn't indicate a long-term loan. But v'amir halacha shein zippor. So this story, the Magen Avraham, that halveni becomes mutter in those circumstances. That's not so posh. Maybe it's the other way around. I need badafka, a language which is badafka, a short term, like Hashileni. Let's you don't trust the person. Give it to me and I'll give it back to you. So I use lashon of give. So it doesn't sound like a loan. In our lashon, we don't have difference. Borrowing is borrowing, so you should use the word give me, and I'll give you back. I'll give you back some more, something else later on. Now, I'm giving. It's very possible. I did. Okay. what is Mugamon going on? Prefer you might write it down. Because we're going to Shemar Rasha, the Lashon Hava, the Mahani, I feel like Mastin, where Shemaveo Rakhna's Bamboots, the Pruger Bonin. So if I use the word Hava, I say, don't worry, I'm paying you back right away tomorrow. So you have to write it down, compare it tomorrow, it doesn't help. If you use the word Hava, it's also. Okay. Right, because we're going to feel like in love with Svarim, should have our mitzvah, came Loyermer Lashon Hava. So what you mean would mean in our terms in English you don't have a difference, so I shouldn't say I want to borrow a safer, I say I want to take a safer, I'll give it back to you tomorrow. Again, I don't understand this. According to this Avdi Maluyim, this is a case of the same item. That case would be mutter according to him. That's okay. Well, see, means I'm going to consume the safer and give you a different safer instead. That's okay. I'm not sure that's Avdi Maluyim and why they're not telling out of it. That's why I remember the other way around.
What is
the other case of this? He says in the case of someone which is Betz and Mashayla, there's never an issue because I always have a right to get it back whenever. So, even Malaz, he says, because there's no, if someone says Betz and Mashayla, there's no issue of language.
It's a question of Kurdish, it's more explicit that it's this distinction.
I mean, the Alamulim's point is that something by definition it can be collected immediately, even if you listen to Toshan Hava, because it's his point is since it's collected immediately, it's never really Hava.
In Loaz, where it's stuck, it could be one or the other. So if it's something that normally is here, it's explicitly different from.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay. Even though I don't think it would. I hear what you're saying. I think you're right. I still think it would be strange, though. But, okay. If you're saying Be'etzim, these things are. We're talking about things, but things which are not Chayz of Be'en, and that's where this whole halacha applies. So that I understand, when you use Lashon Hava, even though I say it's explicitly Lashon Mu'ud, Lachuk Rabbana. I use Lashon of a Hava, I said, I'm in the life of your car, you know, your electric car, you're allowed to drive in Shabbos, maybe, right? The words don't make any sense. So, there's not a little plug on that. It doesn't make sense to be a little plug on that. Okay. Prima Gadim says, if the Prima Gadim inside. Tainly, a mutter lo mekam ken the same actually that the law. He doesn't trust him. Niach mashkin. That's the dafki yai m'shem and zaver shu sarach Shabbos. Zaver shein sarach Shabbos. Also niach olav mashkin. This that they allowed to put a mashkin. It's something you. There's a valid need to take this item on Shabbos. Someone's not sarach Shabbos, so you should not. Even if we're saying you're allowed to take it on muksa, so then you should not be putting a mashkin on it. So there's element of like a business transaction involved in that. Kachim Parit. Hano feeling lava mimenu kadiyayin v'shem and zman meruba. So I borrowed wine and oil. Also lefarim b'shabbos. So even though these are things that are clearly with a tzarek Shabbos, can't pay back on Shabbos. Shem shavua gazir and shem yichtov kach b'piroin gazir and shem yichtim. So he will erase the loan from the ledger. Tesco kasha the imaymer b'loshin chazara b'loy b'loshin priya mutter is they care b'loshin the numbers on the day mechika. If the standard loshin of they would have to use the word priya, so using a different word would act as a hecker. And nowadays we're not so careful to use one or the other, so then that wouldn't necessarily work. Something which is stomping back alone, which has no Tzar Shabbos on it, so even though it's not something which is muksa, but it's not something you're supposed to deal with on Shabbos.
Does that go on alone also? Just on the return, he's talking about here.
Well, he said it's also to put a mashke in the malone. It sounds like it's mutter the mashke. Taking it as mutter. It sounds like you're allowed to do it. It's just you can't take a mashke. I'm not sure what the difference is. Okay.
So he says you can leave a mashka that's using one chance.
But only if it's one chance. I was saying that you don't know some of the things that he's done.
No. No.
Okay, let's hold it here. So hold it by 10 days.